This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. California's first tropical storm in 84 years has come and gone, but Hillary won't soon be forgotten. There's a huge cleanup underway after entire communities were covered in mud and debris. Joseph Ortega has been digging out his dad's car in Cathedral City.
This is his truck, and he's kind of mad right now. So I told him, like, it's fine. Like, I'm doing what I have to do to get it out right now. Like, I don't mind.
Dozens of people were rescued overnight after they were stranded on a riverbank in San Bernardino County. One is still missing. A new tropical storm, Harold, is barreling toward the southern tip of Texas. Meteorologist Stacey Abrams checks in from the Weather Channel.
A tropical storm warning stretches 200 miles, rainfall rates an inch an hour or more, and these gusty winds could take out power, kick up surf, and cause coastal flooding. Heavy rain will last through the afternoon in South Texas.
President Biden is back from Hawaii after surveying the devastation from the wildfires on Maui. Correspondent Danya Backus from Lahaina.
The devastation is overwhelming.
Looking to console a grieving community and assure them the federal government will support their recovery.
For this, for as long as it takes, we're going to be with you. The whole country will be with you.
New video from that day shows Maui firefighters overrun by flames.
The death toll is up to 115. More than 800 people are still missing. Former President Trump is set to surrender in Georgia Thursday, where he faces charges of trying to overturn the state's 2020 election results. Bail's been set at $200,000. After a series of close calls, the FAA will hold airport runway safety meetings. CBS's Cammie McCormick.
The meetings will take place at 90 airports over the next few weeks. They come after a series of troubling incidents, including a near collision between a Southwest Airlines plane and a small jet in San Diego. The NTSB is investigating 7 runway incursions since January. The FAA saying there is no question we are seeing too many close calls.
A new CDC survey finds 1 in 5 women feel they were mistreated during maternity care, from pregnancy through delivery. CBS's Alexander Tin.
Combined with other CDC data that has tracked rising maternal deaths across the United States, the CDC says their new survey results underscore the need for ensuring respectful maternity care by America's healthcare providers.
Rescuers in Pakistan are trying to save 7 children and a teacher who've been stuck in a broken cable car for hours, dangling hundreds of feet above a ravine. Army commandos who arrived in helicopters have lowered themselves on ropes to try to pluck the passengers out. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Garage Talk.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or CivicMedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. According to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, Wisconsin has received a dubious honor yet again. A 2021 report shows Wisconsin is leading the nation in binge drinking, affecting nearly 1 in 4 adults in the state. Statistics show that binge drinking is one of the leading causes of death in the United States, killing roughly 140,000 Americans every year, as well as leading to cognitive decline, heart problems, and liver disease. A report by Wisconsin Public Radio found Wisconsin crime labs are speeding up processing of DNA evidence, but toxicology reports are beginning to fall by the wayside. In 2022, crime labs took 84 days to turn around DNA evidence, faster than the 94 days in 2020 and the 128 days in 2021. For toxicology reports, however, crime labs turned them around in 84 days, up significantly from the 39 days in 2020 and 48 days in 2021. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you...
And you could be me?
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way...
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
Do you remember your President Nixon, David Bowie, with David Sanborn on saxophone, signature Sanborn sound from the mid-70s? Hey, welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show. Got 9 minutes after 9 o'clock now on this Tuesday morning. 71 degrees in Eau Claire and 69 degrees in Richland Center. And by the way, if you have an opinion on anything we are discussing this morning, feel free to call in. The phone number is 715-388-7155. By the way, you can also send me an email message if you want to. My email address is stumanradio@gmail.com, and Stu is spelled S-T-U. And just before the break, we were discussing this piece from The Nation, a really interesting piece, speaking of young Americans. It's about a young journalist who grew up as a very conservative person, you could say an extremist conservative, and then became a libertarian. But when the Black Lives Matter protests happened in 2014, 2015, she decided that what she was seeing wasn't right. And she became more of a liberal type person. Now, by the way, her name is Amanda Moore. She's got this piece that was just posted today in The Nation called Undercover with the New Alt-Right. And the subheadline says, for 11 months, I pretended to be a far-right extremist. I discovered a radical youth movement trying to infiltrate the Republican Party. And it seems like that is what's going on. She went undercover. And just before the break, we were in the story. We were at the part where she was planning to go to CPAC, you know, the conservative political action conference. She was going to go undercover with a microphone, a recording device, and see what she could find out. So I'll pick up where I left off. She says, my plan for CPAC was mostly to observe and record. I created a loose backstory. Much of my alter ego's life was similar to mine. She was also named Amanda. She was from Annapolis, Maryland, where I had once lived, and she had been a libertarian for years, but where I went left, she turned far right. I spent very little time at CPAC itself. She says, I was more interested in the surrounding parties and fundraisers, where attendees would feel comfortable among their like-minded fellows. One of these events was a reception hosted by Republicans for National Renewal, also known as RNR. Their speakers for 2021 included the far-right provocateur Laura Loomer and U.S. Representatives Marjorie Taylor Greene and Paul Gosar. I arrived early hoping to get a front-row seat. A man who looked to be in his 30s tried to make conversation with me, wearing a disheveled suit and sporting two gashes on his face. He didn't seem like someone who would be capable of spearheading a fascist takeover of the Republican Party. Quote, Trump has really changed things in Michigan, he told me as I scanned the room for anyone who looked important. Quote, like all the hardcore Trump people are now in positions of power. I'm the district chair. The leader of the Trump Republicans is the co-chair of the party. We're really seizing that power over the GOP, end quote. Seizing power? Suddenly, I was all ears. He introduced himself as Shane Trejo, and we chatted a bit before he went up to give a speech. Though he spoke for less than 2 minutes, Trejo urged the audience several times to grab one of the RNR booklets. Quote, That pamphlet will tell you everything you need to do to become a precinct captain. And then we can, from the bottom up, throw out all these rhinos and make the GOP a solidly America First party. After the event, Trejo asked me for my phone number. The next morning, I texted him to find out if he was going to stick around for Trump's speech. Trejo took the opportunity to hit on me. Quote, we should meet at the Doubletree. You got a room for me to nap in? LOL. End quote. I rolled my eyes, but decided to play nice. In addition to being the chairman of Michigan's 11th District Republican Committee, Trejo was an election whistleblower and a writer for Big League Politics, a far-right propaganda outlet where he had published a video verifying, in quotation marks, verifying his claims that poll workers in Detroit were trained to lie to voters. While the clip did not actually show this, it did get him mild notoriety in far-right circles and earned the outlet a cease and desist letter from Michigan's Attorney General. Trejo also wrote for WACS at Liberty Conservative. In 2017 and 2018, Trejo co-hosted a podcast called Blood, Soil, and Liberty with fellow Liberty Conservative contributor Alex Witoslawski, an outspoken member of the white nationalist hate group Identity Evropa, I believe is how you pronounce that. It's spelled E-V-R-O-P-A. Story goes on and says, Blood and Soil is a reference to the idea in Nazi Germany that ethnic Germans have a deep and unique connection to the land. Trejo had registered the domain for the podcast just days after the 2017 Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, where marchers chanted Blood and Soil. In November of that year, Trejo and Witoslawski had guest hosted an episode of Nationalist Review, a far-right podcast normally co-hosted by James Alsup and Nick Fuentes. Every episode but one of Nationalist Review has been scrubbed from the internet, but I received the one Trejo appeared on from Daniel Harper, whose podcast, I Don't Speak German, tracks the far right. In the two-hour podcast, Trejo and Witoslawski doubled down on their support for Roy Moore, a serial assaulter of teenage girls. Trejo called him a folk hero. And they also blamed minority outreach for the destruction of the Libertarian Party and championed the idea of free market eugenics. Free market eugenics in quotation marks. So when RNR sent out an email asking if anyone who had attended its reception wanted to get involved with the organization, I immediately replied yes. When Laura Loomer shared a video of Trejo on her Telegram channel, I texted him the link and gushed, quote, OMG, you didn't tell me you were famous, end quote. When I met Roger Stone at an event, I sent Trejo a photo. In June, Trejo responded to one of my messages with an update on his Stop the Steal mission, quote, we are doing affidavits to demand a forensic audit in Michigan today. I've been notarizing affidavits all day. He said they would be turning them in within 2 weeks. We are going to have a truckload, although the actual word starts with an F instead of truck, if you know what I'm saying. And that's the end of that quote there. Got to take a quick break. The story is just getting interesting. We'll get back to it after we take a break. Stick around. You're tuned into the Stu Daniels Show.
Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe. And it's the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in,
Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at SoundItOutTogether.org, brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
It is going to be brutally hot and humid here for the next couple of days, with heat index values climbing to between 105 and 110 through Wednesday, possibly even into Thursday. Today, mostly sunny, 93 the actual temperature, with a heat index of 106, 73 tonight, sunny, humid, 95 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Scorching guitar on that from Vernon Reed, who, by the way, is celebrating a birthday today. That's not the only reason to play that song from Living Color, Cult of Personality. Man, is that what's going on with the right wing, with the extremists, with the MAGA crowd, Trump followers? What else could it be besides a cult of personality? Hey, welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show, 23 minutes after 9 o'clock right now. 74 degrees in Amory, 67 degrees up in Hayward. And we've been discussing this story from The Nation, thenation.com. And it's a story by a woman named Amanda Moore, who's pretty young. Sounds like she's still in her 20s. But she grew up as a pretty conservative person. Very conservative, as a matter of fact, pretty extreme, and became a libertarian until about 8 years ago or so, when she saw some of the crazy stuff going on with people who called themselves libertarians. She decided that that wasn't for her, and she had her eyes open. She became aware that a lot of the things that she believed weren't really true. Now she's a journalist. And she has this story in The Nation called, this was just posted today, by the way, called Undercover with the New Alt-Right. For 11 months, I pretended to be a far-right extremist. I discovered a radical youth movement trying to infiltrate the Republican Party and doing a pretty good job of it, too. Just before the break, we got to the part where she was getting together with this group called Republicans for National Renewal, and the fact that they were going to demand a forensic audit in Michigan for the 2020 presidential election. And there's a quote where we left off. It says, we are doing affidavits to demand a forensic audit in Michigan today. I've been notarizing affidavits all day. We are going to have a truckload. And again, it actually doesn't say truckload. It's another word that starts with an F that I can't say on the radio. But I'll pick up right there and continue. It says, I asked what he thought would happen. Quote, I don't think the election results will be overturned, but we can drag them through the mud, he wrote back. And then she responds, LOL, monopolize their time and expose their BS, that word written out. And he responded, yeah, like they did with Trump and Russia. Keep hammering these Fs. And I think he meant to write the word delegitimizing them, but he seriously misspelled the word delegitimizing. But that's okay. Nobody spells correctly anymore, right? And the story goes on and says, in early June 2021, I broke my arm, fresh out of surgery, and with nothing to do but spend time on my phone, I texted Trejo. Another CPAC was coming up, and I asked if he thought Trump would be canceled as a speaker for being too openly America first. Quote, he should be like, I got to say it, after seeing 8 months of Biden, I'm feeling like January 6th was justified, Trejo replied. This was the first time that January 6th had come up between us. I said that everyone wanted to pretend that it was the work of the FBI or Antifa. Trejo immediately replied he didn't believe that, and the people who did were effing sheep. They are all such morons, end quote. And then he described how he had experienced the Capitol riot. And this is his quote. I was at all three rallies. Conservatives were getting suppressed by police and became more angry and militant with every rally. The police literally enforced the effing vote steal and protected Antifa and Black Lives Matter terrorists. Nobody, as far as I can tell, is talking about any of this except me. And I can't talk about it loudly enough because I am an elected Republican official now. It's so effing frustrating. During the riot, I had heard people blaming Antifa, and it didn't take long for former Fox News host Tucker Carlson to suggest that FBI infiltrators were involved. The scapegoating was effective. Almost without fail, the boomer conspiracy theorists who populated QAnon conferences were quick to say January 6th was a peaceful day. But the fascists and those with ties to white nationalist groups were proud of storming the Capitol. Got to take a break right there. Stick around. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Southern Californians are still cleaning up the mud and debris from Tropical Storm Hillary as a new storm, Harold, forms in the Gulf. Odyssey meteorologist Craig Allen.
It's not going to have enough time to really become a major wind producer, but there's going to be a lot of tropical rain for the southern Texas coast.
President Biden's back from Hawaii, where he surveyed wildfire damage on Maui. The death toll's at 115, with 800 people still unaccounted for. Correspondent Jonathan Vigliotti is in Lahaina.
The governor cautioning this fire burns so hot, it may be impossible to to locate and identify all of the missing.
Crews have checked 85% of the search area. Former President Trump's expected to surrender in Georgia Thursday. CBS's Nicole Killian.
The sheriff says that it will follow normal practices, which could include fingerprinting and possibly the first mugshot taken of the former president.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is asking for the public's help in deciding how to manage the wolf population in the state going forward. The new plan for wolf management would do away with planning for a specific number of gray wolves in Wisconsin and adapt a more flexible approach to the Department of Natural Resources.